Nan inquired of a boy with a plump, rosy face. "Lawrence, have you seen Billy?" "He's been kept in for swearing at Josie Smith." The boy looked at her, sizing up her resilience. "He called her an effing little shit. Only," he added tactfully, "it wasn't effing that he said."
"Oh, Lord," said Nan. "I suppose I better go and brave Miss Green."
Lawrence looked sympathetic. "She's in a cross mood." Nan met Miss Green with Billy in the corridor. "Mrs. Appleby, I'm afraid I'm going to have to take Billy to Miss Rainwright's office again. He's been using language." Billy's mule expression turned to a blaze. "Josie Smith said I was on the spectrum." Nan looked inquiringly at Miss Green, who looked embarrassed and said, "Josie has been reprimanded and I've asked to speak to her parents."
"Well, now."
Nan sensed that the teacher was keen to be free of this nuisance. "Billy shouldn't swear, of course, but perhaps with the provocation.
I'll give him a telling off worse than Miss Rainwright, I can promise you that."
Miss Green had a hair appointment and was anxious to be off. "Billy, if this happens again, then you will not be coming on the field trip. Is that quite clear?"
Billy examined his shoes.
"Yes, Miss Green."
"Well, run along then with your Nan."